This morning, the journey to Bethlehem continues. We began last Sunday in Rome, of all places, and today we travel about 1,400 miles to the Temple in Jerusalem, which is also known as the City of Peace. This stop on our journey challenges us to think about what we do with our longings. Hear now this reading from Luke's Gospel, the first chapter beginning with the fifth verse. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be. Do you like to wait? Most of us don't like waiting. Yeah, I'm one of those. We wait in traffic. We wait for test results. We wait for job callbacks. We wait for prayers to be answered. And the longer the delay, the more we feel like giving up. Waiting feels like wasted time. But God shows us that in His kingdom, waiting is never wasted. Our text brings us the story of two faithful people, Zechariah and Elizabeth, who lived in a long season of waiting. Their story is not just about the birth of John the Baptist. It's about how God works in those long, quiet stretches where it feels like nothing is happening. Luke begins by describing Zechariah and Elizabeth as righteous and blameless. They weren't perfect, but they loved God deeply, and they lived faithfully. But then Luke adds something painful. They had no child. Years of prayer, years of longing, years of disappointment, and now they were past the age where having a child seemed possible. They were righteous, and their deepest prayer remained unanswered. lot of times I think we think about faith as celebrating when those prayers are answered. But sometimes the deepest faith is shown when prayer isn't answered yet. And still we keep walking with God. Have you ever tried to download something on your own or to stream a movie and suddenly the screen freezes and you get that dreaded loading circle, spinning and spinning and spinning, no progress, no explanation, no timeline, 2 minutes and we'll be ready to go, just that spinning. George and I were having a conversation about this just last night, and I said, oh, that's my sermon illustration for tomorrow. He was trying to download something on his phone, and he just kept getting that little hamster wheel going around and around. And we were having this conversation by the stove while we were watching and waiting for a pot of water to boil. You been there? You been there? You stare at that pot, you stare at that screen thinking, do something, make a bubble, let something show up soon. Sometimes that's what waiting for God can feel like. You pray, you trust, you try to stay faithful, and heaven feels like that little buffering screen. But just because we can't see progress doesn't mean God isn't moving. Zechariah and Elizabeth kept serving, they kept praying, they kept believing, even when God seemed silent. Their faithfulness in the silent seasons prepared them for the miracle to come. Verse 8 tells us that Zechariah was chosen to burn incense in the temple. This was an incredible honor that he would probably receive only once in his lifetime. And it's while he's serving that the angel appears. God didn't meet him as he sat and waited and watched for the pot to boil. God came while he was walking faithfully. In other words, the blessing meets him on the path of obedience. Think about planting a seed. For weeks, nothing appears. Nothing appears. And you wonder if you did something wrong, but underground, roots are being established. A foundation is developing. Growth is happening where we can't see it. That's exactly how God is at work during our waiting seasons. Our prayers might seem buried. Our hopes might seem hidden, but underneath the surface, God is arranging people and timing and circumstances, even miracles that we can't see. The angel's appearance wasn't something that just happened all of a sudden. It was the visible moment of something that God had been preparing for invisible generations. The angel said, "Your prayer has been heard." Which prayer? Maybe the one that he had stopped praying years ago. Some of us have prayers that we've quietly buried because they hurt too much to hold anymore. But God has heard them, and God has not forgotten. And the answer God gives is bigger than anything that Zechariah or Elizabeth could have possibly imagined. They prayed for a child, and God gave them a prophet, John the Baptist, one who would prepare the way for Jesus himself. God's delays are sometimes setting the stage for something bigger than we ever asked for. God's timing works in this way. What feels like a delay is often divine preparation. What feels like not yet is sometimes making a way for something even better. Zechariah prayed for a child. God planned for a world changer. This text, this story of Zechariah and Elizabeth show us that waiting shapes character. In the time of waiting, God is forming patience and humility and endurance. Waiting prepares the way for God's glory, so that when the blessing comes, we'll know that it wasn't our strength that made it happen. It was God's grace. Waiting aligns us with God's timing. You see, John needed to be born at the exact moment that the scriptures foretold. If God had answered that prayer earlier, the timing would not have matched the coming of Jesus. God wasn't late. God was right on time. Today, some of you may be in your own season of waiting for healing, for restoration, for clarity, for purpose, for direction, for God to speak in your life, maybe again. And maybe the silence has made you wonder if God still remembers you. Hear the angel's words today as God's word to your heart. Do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. You may not see progress. You may not feel movement. You may not understand the timing, but God is at work underground where you can't see. God is busy shaping the blessing. God is aligning the moment. God is preparing something more than you prayed for. In God's kingdom, waiting is not wasted. It's woven into the miracle. In these days, may we wait like Zechariah and Elizabeth, faithful and hopeful and ready for God to break into our ordinary, everyday lives and turn our waiting into worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.